Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Takeoff with John Clark, presented by Rivers Casino. And it is Eagles, Niners again. Biggest game of the week in the NFL. And this is actually 4 straight years the Eagles are playing the Niners. So we got to get the guy on every single year. The man from San Francisco, the former Niners coach, of course, Steve Mariucci. You can see him on NFL Network this Sunday, 9 a.m. game day mornings. Good to be with you again, Mooch.
So, John, so I coached 6 years for the Niners. So I'm the man from San Francisco, huh?
Not just the man, the man.
The man, you know where I'm from? You said from, you know, Michigan, it's got the mitt, right? You know, that Detroit's down here and this is the lower peninsula. And then you got the Mackinac Bridge. Well, I'm from the upper peninsula of Michigan. I'm from way in the heck up here. You take a left and go 200 miles west from the Mackinac Bridge. And I'm over there in Iron Mountain, Michigan. That's where I'm from.
Hey, this is a great geography lesson. I didn't know we were going to get that.
Being to educate around here.
Oh, you are educating. And what do you think of this matchup, Mooch? I mean, the Eagles are the game of the week every week, and now it is the rematch of the NFC title game.
You know, I think most of us, unless you're Michael Irvin or a Cowboy fan, you knew that this game, when you got the schedule, right, you circled it and went, oh, boy, here we go. That's going to be the thrill in Manila right there. And here it is. It is number one and number two seeds. I thought they'd be the best teams returning. And because when you go to a Super Bowl, you either get better or you get worse. You know, sometimes you lose coaches. Sometimes you lose some players, free agents that you can't keep because of money. But the Eagles maintained an excellent football roster and doing some good job with that staff, after losing coaches and drafted well again. Howie does a good job, man, with that roster. So you just knew that they would be contenders again as long as Jalen Hurts is healthy. And then the Niners, gosh, you know, who knows what would have happened if the UCL kind of thing didn't happen in the first drive last year. Who knows? Their roster is tremendous as well. So here we go. Let's tee it up and let's find out who the best team in the NFC is.
Okay, so what about NFL? Are these the two best teams in the NFL?
Yeah, they might be. No disrespect to the Chiefs because they are the champs and they are reigning champs. Nobody's dethroned them just yet, but I'm not sure Andy's team is playing quite as well as they have in the past. They're better on defense with Steve Spagnuolo's defense, but their offense, gosh, they've been losing so many receivers every year. And Patrick Mahomes, John, I went to their training camp, and, they still have Mahomes, and they still have Kelsey, and they still have a good offensive line. They still have Andy. And, you know, but when you play musical chairs with the receivers like they've been doing just about every year, he took the receivers to his house, well, down there in Texas somewhere in the summer for 6 weeks. So that's great. I mean, wow, you trying to outwork everybody? He goes, we play a little golf too here and there. But he knew he's no dodo. He knew that they needed some extra time before training camp to rhythm up because they're still looking for that receiving core to make up for some lost time. We know they have Kelsey. Rashee Rice is starting to come along. But, gosh, the other guys still have to figure it out, get better if they want to be as explosive as they used to be. And then the Bills are not the same. They're all banged up. What a great game. That was the best game of the year, Eagles-Bills, right? But they're banged up on defense, and they're just a good team. But who thought they'd be 6-6 right now? So Jags are going to be all right. But, yeah, so to answer your question, Eagles and Niners, I think, are the two best teams, yeah.
So when you look at the schedule, okay, at the beginning of the year, wow, I mean, this gauntlet that the Eagles are in, they beat the Cowboys, they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Bills. But Mooch, that was an emotional overtime game, Eagles-Bills, and the defense was out there for 95 snaps or something. So here you have a Niners team. Now, they have to travel across the country, but they're well-rested coming off that Thanksgiving Day game. So that's 10 days. Eagles have some injuries. Eagles, big emotional wins. Do you see any advantage there?
Well, thank God they're at home for the Eagles, right? Niners have to travel, but they had the extra couple of days to rest up. Is Lane Johnson going to play or what? What's going
on? Yes, sir. He told us he's going to play.
That's big because, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of a guy named Bosa, but they, you know, the Niners have a guy that hits quarterbacks for lunch. All right. And so then they just signed Chase Young. I mean, like, what a great get that was. You know, so they're pretty legit on defense, like number one. And so they need Lane Johnson to be back. And Jalen's got to do his thing, his magic. I mean, it's amazing. It amazes me what he does. We were having a discussion on game day morning, the show that I do on Sunday mornings, about the two, Josh Allen and Jalen, and about, the, you know, really they're the ultimate dual threat quarterbacks, aren't they? And who would rush for more yards? I thought maybe Josh Allen would, because I said, you know, Jalen's got a little knee and he might, you know, I don't know, he might need to protect that darn thing for the long run here. No more buys, right? I mean, he's got to get ready to go and stay healthy and kind of protect it a little bit. What does he do? He runs it in on quarterback draw to win the game in overtime. How about Kelce pulling and kicking out the defensive end? Man alive. They get a lot of that guy, don't they?
It's unbelievable. 36 years old.
Yeah, I know. He must like get up in the morning like, oh, okay, I got to brush my teeth now. But by the time practice comes along, man, he's wired. And again, he's really something.
Yeah. Hall of Famer. I heard you say that. So let me ask you, if we could break down a couple positions here, if I were asking you, you got to go play a game. Are you taking the Eagles offense or the 49ers offense? Who would you line up with? Who's got the better offense?
Who would I take, or who would I want to coach, or who would I want to be a part of, or what?
You got to win a game. You got to win a game. One of those offenses, which one you picking? Who has the better offense?
Gosh. You know, Dallas Goedert's out, right?
Yep, most likely. Yep. He didn't practice.
And they got a guy named Kittle over there that, you know, pretty salty. Those Iowa tight ends. I don't know what's in the water over there, but they got a lot of Iowa tight ends in this league, huh? And, you know, both receiving cores are great. You talk about with AJ and Devontae Smith, and then, but Deebo Samuel, you know, they missed him when he was gone. They lost. When he's there, they win. And then Brandon Ayuk, he's like Rodney Dangerfield. Nobody talks about Brandon Ayuk as one of the top receivers in the league, but trust me, he is. And then, the running backs, come on, Christian McCaffrey, he's leading the darn league in rushing and scrimmage yards. And
Swift is top five, DeAndre Swift.
Hey, that was a good acquisition too.
Yeah.
That was terrific. And then it comes down to the quarterback. Obviously Jalen's got more experience. He's got more athleticism, but Brock Purdy's got better numbers. He's got MVP numbers. They both have MVP numbers. Yeah. If, you know, if they're both not on that list for MVP at top four or five, and then something's wrong.
All right, before you make your decision about best offense, I will submit this one thing. Eagles offensive line went together and healthy. 49ers offensive line. Hey, the left side, Trent Williams, okay, but right
okay,
side.
Okay, what do you mean okay? He's going in the Hall of Fame too.
Great, great. Yes,
Pro
yes,
Bowls
yes.
in a row, John.
Yeah, yeah. No, but the right side, huh? So if there was any weakness out of both offenses, before you present your decision, I just wanted to present my case. I think that's where the difference is. Also, maybe quarterback, but the right side of the 49ers offensive line, I think you can get after it.
Okay.
So who's got the better offense?
You know what I'm going to say? The tiebreaker is, since we're getting all philosophical around here, is it would be the Niners, because I love the play calling and the game planning. Kyle Shanahan, to utilize those weapons, you know, he's like a maestro. He's got everything he needs, but man, they got receivers open all over the place. And that, I'm telling you, write this down right now. That's going to be a storyline in this game is if the pass defense of the Eagles can hold up against the passing game and play action passing game of the Niners, because Kyle can game plan you and he can play call you like nobody else. And he has wide open guys. I mean, they're yards of separation, but with each catch is better than everybody's. Why? Because they're open. And it's not because, you know, Brandon Ayuk is Jerry Rice. He's a heck of a player, but the schemes and the creativity and, you know, is really outstanding. And it's not because he just lives close to me right over here and we hang out. No, it's because when I watch, I go, wow, this offense is pretty darn cool to watch. Now, I came from like, and I don't make me pull out my high school pictures of Izzo and I playing right up. Look at this. Hang on a minute.
The Tom Izzo?
Yeah. So, hang on. So right here. So there's Izzo and he's pass blocking for me. And he's a running back, right?
Wow.
And I'm throwing a ball and he's pass blocking. I don't know what he's doing behind me. He's probably afraid to hit somebody, but we ran the wishbone. We ran the wishbone offense. Okay. In high school. Then I go to college and I run the Houston Veer. So I'm an option guy. I love that dual threat quarterback stuff, you know, and I like the RPOs and I like the zone read stuff. And I like all the creativity that they're having with these quarterbacks that can run the ball. So I love to watch the Eagles style of play on offense because it just gets me going, man. I love it.
I love it. Yeah. It got you going. You took a picture off the wall. That's how fired up you are. I love it. Let me ask you this about that. When you compare the offenses, Mooch, I think they're so evenly matched, but I know Brock Purdy can move. He can get out of the way, but he can't run like Jalen can. So is that a difference? I know you said the 49ers maybe have the better offense. Is that the X factor, though? We saw him run it in for that touchdown against the Bills.
He's not the same runner as Jalen. We know that. Captain Obvious. But here's the thing. At the combine, the guy, you know, he goes to the combine.
You're talking Brock Warner Purdy, right?
Huh?
Brock Purdy, you're talking.
Brock Purdy. Kurt Warner didn't even get invited to the damn combine. So I measured his hands on air last week and just to make sure, you know, because he had never gotten his hands measured. 10 3/8 hands. That's really big. It's one of the biggest in the league. Anyway, a lot of people don't know about this, nor do they care. And they go, oh, Brock Purdy, he's just a guy that throws the ball, hands it off to Christian McCaffrey. You know what? He didn't run a great 40, but he had the best 10 split of all the quarterbacks his year in the combine. The best 10 split. What do you say? Well, so what? That means he's got some quickness. That means he's got some good short area quickness and avoidability and escapability. And so you'll watch when he plays that the kid is hard to sack. He gets out of there when he should. He stays in there and takes a hit when he should. But he's got some good quickness. Every time he starts running, I go, there's that 10 split. There's that 10 split. He's quick and he can move. He can avoid.
Okay. But he can't get freaky like Jalen Hurts told you.
He doesn't get freaky. I didn't even know what that meant. But now I know what it means after watching for a couple of years, man. Yeah, he gets freaky, all right.
Jalen Hurts in that great interview with you, when he was coming out, he said he gets freaky. And you're like, freaky?
Yeah, excuse me? Freaky. Yeah, I never
love it. I love it.
That's it.
All right, so you're taking the Niners offense by a little bit over Eagles. How about the defense? 49ers defense against Eagles defense. Who you taking? Who's got the better defense?
Oh, come on. I mean, they're both good defenses, but the strength of the Eagles defense lies in the front seven and Darius Slay and Bradbury and Byard now. That was a good get. Good players, very excellent players, but they've been giving up a lot of yards and they've been giving up some touchdowns and they don't get as many interceptions as I'd like to see them get for as talented as they are. You know, their front seven will sack you. They will stop the run. They'll do those things and make it hard on you. And they rotate. They got the best defensive line. The Eagles probably have the best offensive line and defensive line in the league, right?
So you're taking the Eagles defensive line over the Niners defensive line.
They have more guys to rotate than the Niners do. That's why they went and got Chase Young. They need another guy. And Javon Hargrave's doing a good job for the Niners, right? That was terrific. But the Niners' defense is unbelievable. We've talked about their Buckeye bookends, but Fred Warner is the best linebacker in the league. And Dre Greenlaw is no slouch either. And so they've just got a solid defense, hard to move the football against them.
Hey, celebrity cook Steve Martorano is bringing his Italian-American cooking back home to Philly, where it started. Enjoy Martorano's prime at Rivers Casino and Steve's famous meatballs with Sunday gravy, prime steaks, and more. So make reservations for Martorano's prime on Open Table. I've been to the one in Fort Lauderdale. I'm glad it's back in Philly.
I like this, but here's the thing. You're taking the Niners offense and the Niners defense. Are you taking the Niners to win this
game? You told me I was from San Francisco. I mean, I'm right here. You'll have to tune in on game day morning to see who I pick.
Oh, what a tease. What a tease for NFL Network's game day morning with Steve Mariucci, 9 a.m. Okay, I think he's leaning towards San Francisco. You know this is airing in Philly. We love you in Philly.
I know it. They're gonna boo me across the country for sure.
So
I haven't picked yet.
Who needs this game more, Mooch? I mean, the Eagles won the NFC title game against the Niners. They have the 10-1 best record in football. Niners are what, two games back? Okay. But the Eagles have the best conference record, 6-0. Niners are 6-1. Who needs this game more?
Niners need it more. But I think it's more of a home field advantage for the Eagles to have the number one seed because old man Winter shows up. And that can be an advantage for the Eagles with the big grunts on both sides of the ball. If it turns into a cold and sloppy or snowy or rainy game, I think the better guys in the trenches. The Niners, you know, they're from San Francisco. They're probably going to travel in shorts and flip-flops and go on out there. It's nice out today. It's 69 degrees and sunny. And they're practicing. Hey, everything's cool. But, you know, if you have to play a late game or a playoff game in inclement weather, that's an advantage home team. I've always believed that. I maybe I was brainwashed when I coached in Green Bay and Lambeau Field would have a couple of games a year in the snow or below zero or whatever. We just felt it was an advantage.
Completely agree. All right. Philly likes you again. All right. So after the Niners lost, and look, if we were in Philadelphia and we lost Jalen Hurts for the game, Eagles fans would be very upset. So for them to lose Brock Purdy, that was huge. But I can't ever remember a team chirping, complaining, talking after a loss like that all offseason. Even the kicker, Robbie Gould, was kind of saying Jalen Hurts ain't the greatest passer. Then you had Deebo Samuel saying James Bradbury is trash. Why? Why was there so much talking and chirping from the Niners all offseason after that?
Where I know that? How would I know that, John? I mean, Robbie Gould's not even with him anymore. They went and drafted a kid from Michigan, kicker. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, sour grapes, whatever. One of those games that happened that shouldn't have happened when there's really no quarterbacks left to play in a championship game. That was awful. I'm glad we have the third quarterback rule now because that's necessary, right? The whole world was watching this game. And then the backup quarterback, Josh Johnson, gets a concussion. And here goes Purdy back in the game and he can't throw a ball. It's 3rd and 18. He can't throw a ball. It's like, this is a waste of our time. Watch this game. And so I love what the league has done to mandate a third quarterback. I don't like chirping by anybody, quite frankly. So I know it goes on once in a while. And if you're a chirper, shame on you. But you got to play the game now, right? So it's, you talk with your pads kind of deal.
Yeah. So your experience as a great NFL head coach, the Eagles are the best team in football. And they're 10-1. They're at home. And they are 3-point underdogs to the Niners. And look, Nick Sirianni said it. He said, hey, Philly knows all about underdogs, Rocky, all of this. We're great as underdogs. When you were a head coach and you were maybe a little disrespected with a betting line, underdogs, would you use that as motivation? And do you think that will actually help the Eagles?
You use anything you can, any billboard material, even if it's almost true. I mean, you just kind of, whatever you can do to get your guys riled up for like a little bit. You let's go because it's an emotional game, right? And when you have 53 guys in a room, of course they don't all suit up. When most of them suit up, each guy gets motivated differently. Some are motivated for the stardom or the money or pride for the family or they got revenge or they got whatever their reason is, right? I want a ring, whatever the reason is. You try to push different buttons during the week. And yeah, there's a routine to what you do. But boy, if there's something that's been said or put out there by the media, like or Vegas, or a 3-point underdog, disrespect. I mean, you know, you just use whatever you can, man.
Yeah. So to me, it seems like there's some of these little things that kind of the Eagles saw the Niners complain. And, you know, in Philly, some people have called them the whiners. Sure. So, you know, they see that, then they're underdogs. I mean, that is a lot that they can use, right?
I know, but you're talking about a kicker that's not even on the team anymore. Come on.
Well, we had Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. There were other guys that said
Christian. That surprised me. What did Christian McCaffrey say? He didn't say anything. What did he say?
I can't exactly remember. I think he,
you know what, he was good. I think he was supposed to be the third quarterback. I think he was supposed to be the next guy in because he does everything. I mean, he sells popcorn, right? I mean, he does everything. But he's on the sideline getting like a massager on his calf. He can't even walk straight. And he goes, I can't.
Yeah, I had heard he didn't even participate in the walkthrough the day before. Like he was really banged up with that.
He was really banged up. Yeah. So, well, it's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah. Let me ask you a couple of final questions. If you got the time, NFL game day mornings, 9 a.m. on NFL Network. We've seen the Eagles, as we said, best team in football, 10-1. They've been squeaking out some of these games, four straight games, trailing at halftime by double digits. They come back and win. Some people say, well, they don't have the point differential. They're not winning, sometimes winning ugly. Does that matter, or is it all about winning the game?
Guy named Bill Parcells said what? You are what your record says you are. And to win ugly games over and over again, God bless you. You know, whatever it takes to go find home field advantage. Yeah, they're not beating down teams quite like they did a year ago. We had a discussion. And here's the topic. What Eagles team was more impressive? I think the word was impressive. Or, 2022 or 2023? Same record. And I said 22. I said 22 because didn't have all these close games. There was more convincing wins. But the thing about 22 was it was the year last year where Jalen Hurts led the NFL in passer rating from the pocket. From the pocket. And that's dual threat quarterbacks are not supposed to be great from the pocket. That's supposed to be the concern. That's supposed to be the thing that keeps them from being whatever. And he led the league last year. Now, he's got about 100 passer rating now this year or something, which is very good. But last year was off the charts. So that was one difference. He came out of the blue and boom, he showed us greatness. And then the other difference is, like I mentioned earlier, the pass defense and has been vulnerable at times. Let's call it like it is. And so with some really good players back there. So but I got a feeling the longer Kevin Byard is back there and communicating with everybody that they're going to get some things worked out. But anyway, I thought they were a little bit better in the back end last year.
Yeah. And do you think that these games, you know, Eagles, Niners, Eagles, Cowboys, Niners have some big games. Do you think that this stretch could determine the MVP? Because you talked about Jalen and Brock.
Yeah. Don't leave out Christian McCaffrey. Who's the last running back that won it? Adrian Peterson. You know, if you get over 2,000 scrimmage yards, now you're in that conversation and he's going to do that. It looks like, you know, and Patrick Mahomes, the incumbent, I mean, you know, he's not having the same kind of year, but he's certainly capable of throwing five touchdowns on you in a hurry. Yeah. Right. And so it's going to be fun. Yeah. This next stretch, Eagles have a tough schedule, man. I mean, the Niners, you know, after this game, they play the Ravens on Christmas. That's a nice Christmas present. What do you get? I got Lamar coming to town, but they got a little bit easier path. So if the Eagles can win this one, it would be huge for their number one position, because if the Niners get this, all bets are off, man. I mean, because the Eagles going back into Dallas statistically outplayed the Eagles last time, you know that. And so going back over there to Jerry World, that's going to be a tough win for the Eagles.
You're exactly right. And the thing that makes it tougher too is the Cowboys, just like the Niners here, will also have a week and a half of rest because they're playing tonight, right? You know, so the Cowboys are going to have that extra rest. Before I let you go.
One other thing, John, I mean, the Cowboys showed up over here at Levi Stadium. What happened? 42-10.
Yeah.
It was not even a game.
Cowboys haven't beaten a winning team.
Common opponents, you start looking at that, it's like, ooh, these Niners, they stack up pretty well.
Yeah, this is such a huge game. I mean, game of the year, right?
Yep, so far to date, yeah.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question because I know, did you ever get to talk to Nick Sirianni yet or meet him? I know you wanted to.
You know, we're going to have a big pastrami sandwich one of these days, okay?
All right.
And we will do that. Next time you talk to him, tell him we got to have a little lunch date or something. Or
I will. Maybe
happy hour or something.
I will. And when you watch him, I know you're emotional. I love how emotional you are. And Nick Sirianni, after the Chiefs game, our cameras caught him. Sorry we had to put it out there. But a lot of people said, look at this head coach. He's coming off the field. He's yelling at the Chiefs fans. See ya. And I thought it was funny. But some people say, you know what? That is not professional for a head coach. And he has talked about it. He gets that emotion. His dad was a coach. He's Italian. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, there I love his emotion. He's a good guy. He's not a guy that means to be disrespectful or anything. I tell you what I really love. I mean, a lot of what he does, I love. But for the Super Bowl, when they had the camera on his face during the national anthem and the tears were coming down. That was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah.
So what is wrong with showing emotion? That's what I'm asking.
If you don't have emotion, now some guys don't show it. Okay. You'll see guys like Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Boy, he's steady. He's steady, but he's emotional inside now. He knows when to turn it on and turn it off, right? Some guys show it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. As long as it's directed in the right way, you know.
And you even saw during the Super Bowl where Nick was fired up about something and Jalen was standing there stoic, like, calm down, coach. Like, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you got a type A and type B personalities. I mean, everybody's a little different, right?
Yeah. Did it surprise you at all when you were watching?
Yeah, Jalen, he gets freaky. He can say, I get freaky, but then he can just like,
yeah. Yeah. So, were you surprised Eagles Bills when you have Jake Elliott making that 59 yarder in the wind and rain and you see Jalen's just like shaking his head because he was upset the offense came off the field.
I know he's wired that way. Yeah. He wanted to keep going. Yeah. But that game was one for the ages. We'll be seeing that one replayed a few times, I think.
You still talk to Jalen? Text him?
Yeah. We text now and then. Yeah.
That's great.
I try not to bother people, coaches and players much because, you know, they're so darn busy and focused. So every now and then I'll give a quick text, say, hey, great job or something like that. I don't expect a back and forth for an hour. No, you know.
Well, if the Eagles win this one and Cowboys and Seahawks, then they're going to face Tommy DeVito. And people were trying to ask what the definition of this is. What is this when he does it?
DeVito, I don't know what it means. That's just what you do. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a thing.
It's undefinable. I love it.
We should look that up. I'm going to Google it when I get off of this Zoom. And what does this mean? How do I ask Siri that?
I'm sure it's on TikTok and all that. But Tommy DeVito, he's big TikTok. In New York now. Huge in New York. We appreciate it. We appreciate the time with you because we always love it. And, it's four straight years. I mean, if Niners
play it again, so if they play again next year, are we doing this again?
Let's do it. I would love to.
Okay. All right.
An NFC title game actually next month or in a month and a half.
Well, you want me back on in a month, huh?
If the Eagles play the Niners again, you down?
Yeah, whatever that means. I'm down.
Yeah. All right, we'll get freaky again, Mooch.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on, John.
We'll see you Sunday mornings, NFL Network, game day morning. Thanks for your time.
All right, you bet. Anytime.
See ya.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards, like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials, and of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.